In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Happy Wednesday, everybody. This one is the 18th of May. Good as always to have you along. Over the next couple of months, we are going to be checking in with some of our regulars to get a sense of where their economies are as this election cycle wears on. We're going to start today with Lisa Goldenberg. She is the president of the Delaware Steel Company of Pennsylvania, which means she's got a vested interest in a couple of headline news items today, also the election as well. Lisa, it's great to talk to you again.
Hey, great to speak with you.
So first things first, the news of the day, these overtime rules. You are an employer in this economy. How are you feeling about it?
Well, I guess we kind of expected it. Mm-hmm. But I think that the way we think of employees who are in the 20-something thousand-dollar range versus employees that are in the 40-something, high 40 range, we tend to not think of those people as hourly people. I know in my company, I give them an enormous amount of autonomy. It's the Halloween parade. You should, you know, go see the kids and make up the time on the back end. God forbid you have a family funeral. Do what you need to do. Right. And treating them as hourly is going to be a real difference in a notion.
All right, new topic.
Sure.
The steel tariffs that were announced yesterday, 500-something% on cold-rolled steel from China. I want to ask you, first of all, how's the steel business in America today?
Well, since you and I have last spent time together, we are in a different world. Things are hot, hot, hot.
Wow.
Like,
what does really nuts look like? Do you have steel flying out the door, basically?
Steel's flying out the door. Everyone's inventories are short. We are in a short position as a country.
That is to say, not enough steel.
That is not enough steel. And that's real different from the last couple times that you and I have spoken where we were really in the doldrums. Now, I think this is a momentary thing. And I've been getting calls all day, every day. What does momentary mean? And what does the crystal ball look like?
Yeah.
It's because it's exciting and people are happy. The big steel mills are going to make money for the first time in a while. So that's all good. You know, we want profitable steel in the United States.
Do you feel the Chinese imports and the low prices that they're trying to get?
Well, up until the fall and through some of the winter months, sure, I felt it every day. My inventory was underwater, meaning that whatever I bought it for, somebody else could go buy something from the Chinese literally down the street cheaper. It affects me every day.
Yeah.
It's big news.
All right. Third topic. Since I have you and since you're a regular, I want to bang out one more. To what extent do you think your economic future is tied to the results of this election?
I don't know in today's world that anything is tied much. If Washington's – let's ask the question differently. So I put it back to you. If Washington does so little on a daily basis, it appears, and things are so slow to progress – what would any one election in theory?
Well, in theory,
adjust.
Except this election. Yeah, in theory, except this election has had a lot of talk of tariffs. It's had a lot of talk of free trade. I mean, it's been that, you know, your issues have been up there.
Right. So I don't know that anyone's candidate per se as a business owner is in the election. As a woman, as a business owner, I was a registered Republican for forever. When Hillary ran last time, I changed my registration to support her. Would I necessarily do that today? Probably not. It would be real hard for me to support Donald Trump. I'm not a Bernie Sanders kind of gal. So where does that leave a business owner? I'm a centralist. I'm a trader. I'm an entrepreneur. Neither is really representing that group.
Lisa Goldenberg is the president of Delaware Steel of Pennsylvania. She is always good for a phone call. We're going to talk to you again in a couple of months, all right?
Sounds great.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.